This is a parole hearing for Simon Cuevas, ADC number 72691. Mr. Cuevas has waived his opportunity to be present at this hearing, so it will be held in his absence. Board members present today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. This is a hearing for 412B parole or absolute discharge, and Mr. Cuevas became eligible for these on March 20th, 2017. Mr. Cuevas is 66 years old, currently serving 10 and a half years for the crime of sexual assault. He has four consecutive sentences that are will be run concurrently, and those four consecutive sentences are a 10 and a half year term for kidnapping, 10 and a half year term for sexual assault, and two sexual abuse sentences, which are each 3 years. And as mentioned, those are running concurrently. The crime occurred on November 1st, 1987, when Mr. Cuevas was approximately 36 years old. He was convicted by jury trial on February 10th, 1989, and sentenced on March 23rd, 1989. There's no evidence in the materials we received to indicate that he had appealed that conviction. Mr. Cuevas had a criminal history dating back to 1977 that included aiding and abetting illegal entry and a burglary for which he received probation. His prison discipline history was moderate to minimal. He had four majors in his entire term that he served. His last discipline being in November 19th of 2014 for rule violation, and that was informally resolved. And the one before that was October 30th of 2014 for disrupting count, and that one was also informally resolved. Mr. Cuevas has appeared before the parole board, or has had several hearings, 11 hearings before the board, but previous hearings have resulted in either denial or Mr. Cuevas refused to appear or waived, as he did today. I would like to get on the record that we have a letter of opposition from the county attorney's office dated December 13th, 2018, opposing any sort of parole or release for Mr. Cuevas. We have no indication that there are any letters from either family or the victim, and there are no supporters or victim representatives here in the hearing room today. This crime involves an abduction of a mother and her 11-year-old daughter, forced the mother to have sex with him in front of the child. This was occurred in a van, and he used a gun in the commission of this crime to threaten the mother. Mr. Cuevas had completed some programs while in prison: substance abuse education, GED, cultural diversity, and pre-release programming. He did not submit any release plans since this is a parole to a consecutive sentence. Based on all the information that I've just presented, I'm not seeing Mr. Cuevas as a good candidate for parole. However, I would listen to any input or comments from fellow board members. And seeing no comments, I'm going to make a motion that we deny parole or absolute discharge to Mr. Simon Cuevas.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright. Agree, Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Based on the year of the date of the crime, which was 1987, I'm going to recommend a one-year set-off. Release type denied will be 412B and 411. And the reasons for denial. I'm going to say serious and violent offense, since a weapon was used to threaten the person. Serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, and specifically I'm talking about the daughter, the 11-year-old child who was there, serious bodily injury, multiple victims, victim harassment, and check for institutional behavioral recent discipline, because that was 4 years ago, and they were informally resolved, therefore not considered serious. I am going to check lack of programming. Well, for no release plan, because he's not being released. And there's no evident family or community support system, either via letters or any sort of communication that we've received. If board members can think of anything else, I will add. Otherwise, I will bring this hearing for Simon Cuevas, ADC number 72691, to a close.